USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Heavy rain flooding across the Midwest is prompting several states to declare an emergency. Governors in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Kansas all made state of emergency announcements due to the expected forecast. The National Weather Service also says that flooding could affect parts of Mississippi and the Missouri Valley through Monday. The late winter storm is bringing temperatures warm enough, which is melting snow and ice in some areas. That's been a main contributor to the flooding. Reaction coming in on Capitol Hill to President Trump vetoing a congressional resolution blocking his declaration of an emergency at the southern border. Republican Senator from Tennessee, Marsha Blackburn.
Every state's a border state. Every town's a border town until we secure the southern border. And the president is correct in taking the step to veto this resolution.
Blackburn was speaking there on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
The CDC is reminding people it's not too late to get your flu shot and that cases of influenza are still increasing across the country. ABC News medical correspondent Dr. Jennifer Ashton joins ABC's Good Morning America with the numbers.
The CDC are now estimating as many as 26 million cases of the flu this season, just under an estimated 350,000 hospitalizations and an estimated 30-plus thousand deaths.
A new study says social media may be causing a rise in mental health disorders in teenagers. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The study finds the amount of U.S. teenagers and young adults who experienced mental distress, depression, and suicidal thoughts rose significantly over the last 10 years. The researchers say there was an especially large spike in 2011, and they cite that as the year that social media emerged in a big way. The study was published by the American Psychological Association.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Capitalism these days seems to be getting a bad rap from some folks, including Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a New York Democratic congresswoman who's openly pushing for socialism. Well, I had a chance to sit down and chat with Nathan Latka. He's principal of Latka Capital and also author of a new book titled How to Be a Capitalist Without Any Capital. And he believes all these people wanting socialism, they have it all wrong.
It is very scary, people my age, that think that they know how to create jobs because they were a bartender at a bar. What's way more powerful is to put all your money you've earned your whole life on the line to launch the bar in the first place to create the job for this person. Now, obviously, I'm talking about Mrs. AOC herself. It's, you know, I'd love if she's created any kind of job in her life. It'd make her point of views way more interesting instead of just attacking business owners. I mean, you could look at a guy like Jeff Bezos. We should be kissing Jeff Bezos' feet, because imagine if the U.S. was not a capitalistic society. He may have said, you know what, I want to go build this business in a country that rewards my hard work and success. And the problem with a lot of people that you might find at a Bernie rally that I've spoken with is, you know, they go home, they work their 9-to-5, they go home, and they watch Netflix for 3 hours, right? It's like they just, you know, they should change that for a little bit of hustle and ambition. I mean, what we should be giving out instead of free tuition is ambition. And if we did more of that, you'd see more people working hard, hustling, and building financially independent lives for themselves.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.